And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Brazilian authorities vowed Monday to protect democracy and punish thousands of supporters of ex-president Jair Bolsonaro, who stormed and trashed the nation's highest seats of power in chaos, with striking similarities to the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The leaders of the United States, Canada, and Mexico on Monday condemned the attacks in a joint statement ahead of summit talks in Mexico City. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan added the U.S. believes Brazil's democratic institutions will hold.
The will of the people of Brazil will be respected. The freely elected leader of Brazil will govern Brazil and will not be deterred or knocked off course by the actions of these people who have assaulted the instruments of governance in Brasilia.
Monday, security forces in Brazil's capital began dismantling tents set up outside the military headquarters by Bolsonaro supporters who refused to accept his electoral defeat. They have been protesting against his leftist rival, President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's electoral win since October 30th, blocking roads, setting vehicles on fire, and gathering outside military buildings asking armed forces to intervene. U.S. House Speaker Republican Kevin McCarthy faces his next big test in governing a fractious slim majority. That could come Monday night when lawmakers are set to consider a rules package to govern the House. This after surviving an epic 15-ballot election to become Speaker. Drafting and approving a rules package is normally a fairly routine legislative affair, but in these times it's the next showdown for the embattled McCarthy. This is VOA News. A Russian strike on a village market in the Kharkiv region of eastern Ukraine left at least 2 dead and 6 injured Monday, the regional governor said. The Kharkiv region borders Russia and has been targeted nearly daily by Russian artillery since February when Moscow's troops invaded. Video circulated by Ukrainian officials showed a deep, smoldering crater with flames engulfing nearby market stalls. The images also showed emergency services clearing debris and people from rubble. Sudan's ruling military has vowed the army will come under civilian authority as the two sides hammer out a final agreement on a 2-year transitional government before elections. 3 days of talks between military and civilian leaders continued Monday with the aim of reaching a final deal on governing during a 2-year transition to elections. U.S. President Joe Biden has already scored a diplomatic win of sorts before this week's summit with North American leaders. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
After visiting the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas, the president headed for Mexico City and landed at the nation's newest hub. It's more than an hour's drive from the capital's center, but the airport is a prized project for Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador. The two leaders don't have the same warm relationship President Biden shares with others, but the airport arrival was a nod to López Obrador's desires. They'll join Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau the next 2 days in discussing migration, climate change, and the economic benefits of the three nations working together. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A major international conference on climate-resilient Pakistan, co-hosted by the United Nations and Pakistan, is seeking $16 billion to support Pakistan's multi-year effort to recover from last year's unprecedented flood disaster. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres opened the conference with an impassioned plea for aid on behalf of millions of Pakistanis whose lives and livelihoods have been upended by this calamitous event. He described this crisis as a climate disaster of monumental scale. He noted one-third of Pakistan remained submerged underwater more than 6 months after epic floods struck this beleaguered country. Lisa Schlein, News, Geneva.
Germany on Monday condemned Iran for using the death penalty against demonstrators.
Die Bundesregierung ruft das iranische Regime erneut.
A government spokesperson said Berlin wanted to crank up pressure on the Iranian authorities with new international measures. Iran hanged two men Saturday for allegedly killing a member of the security forces.